572 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. The Trial of Orrin DeWolfe for the Murder of William Stiles, Worcester, Massachusetts, 1845. The Narrative. William Stiles, a deformed and feeble man, was married to a good-looking wife. He was lazy and given to intemperance. He had a small property which, on account of his habits, had been placed in the hands of trustees, and it would go to his wife at his death. She was not fond of him, and told this more than once to a boarder named DeWolfe. One night, Stiles proposed to the boarder that they should go for a spree. The latter hired a sleigh, and they drove together to a tavern in the country where Stiles got very drunk. When they returned to the livery stable, DeWolfe told the people there that Stiles was dead drunk, and they helped to carry him upstairs. When a physician was called, he pronounced him dead. On the theory that DeWolfe had strangled him in the sleigh, he was tried and convicted of murder. The Trial. In the Supreme Judicial Court, Worcester, Massachusetts, June 1845, Honorable Lemuel Shaw, Chief Justice, Honorable Samuel Wilde, Judges, Honorable Charles A. Dewey, Bibliography, Warning to the Young, Trial of Orrin DeWolfe for the Murder of William Stiles, at Worcester, January 14, 1845, including his confession, showing the natural results of intemperance and licentiousness. Worcester, published by Thomas Drew, Jr., 136 Hanover Street, Boston, 1845. C1 AM, St. Turr, 443. C4 AM, St. Turr, 99. C4 AM, St. Turr, 99.